This is Twit.
Back to the phones we go. Line one, Laurie, Santa Monica. Another Santa Monica call. Hi, Laurie.
Hi, Leo.
I love Santa Monica, except are you feeling that there's a problem with all those scooters on the streets?
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. They're all over the place.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, these are these bird scooters.
Yep.
And they activate them with your phone, and then you ride them wherever you want, and then you get off and you leave it there.
Exactly.
So they're scattered all over the place in Santa Monica.
They're all over the place, and people are right. I haven't tried them yet, but they look like a lot of fun.
Yeah, they go pretty fast.
They do, yeah.
In fact, they're kind of in trouble. They just raised $100 million of new money. They want to be the Uber of electric scooters. But the city council's not crazy about them. Santa Monica Police Department says it's made 281 traffic stops and issued 97 tickets just since the beginning of this year.
Right. I guess you're supposed to be over 18 and use a helmet.
Nobody wears. I've never seen anybody wearing the helmet on them.
Never. No.
And people have been getting hurt. But Bird says, well, it's not our fault. Just if you rented a car, you'd have the same issue. You got to follow the law.
Right.
I don't know. I like the idea. It sure makes Santa Monica fun.
Yeah, they look like a lot of fun. They do. But, not everybody's going to do it safely, right?
Right. And I think some stores feel like, hey, you shouldn't leave your scooter in front of our store. And I don't know. It's a little controversial. But get ready, because they're such a success in Santa Monica. I think they're going to be everywhere soon.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't mean to get all into that. What can I do for you?
So I brought my MacBook Pro into the Apple store yesterday because it's been occasionally just dying at like 50%. It'll just shut down. So they did all the tests and they found out that it's the battery they're going to replace. But he said, oh, you have FireVault turned on. He goes, why do you have FireVault turned on? Because that might improve your, computer, how it works if you turn off FireVault.
Oh, gosh, just punch that guy in the nose.
So I thought,
wait a minute, the Apple genius, now I'm going to put genius in quotes, the genius told you not to use FireVault?
Yeah, I think he thought it would improve.
How old is the MacBook Pro?
I think it's like 4 years old.
No, that's not old enough. That's not old enough. So you have a fast enough computer to do FireVault with no hit to performance. It is important to do it. Do you have a solid state drive or a spinning drive in there?
I'm not sure.
It's really important to do it on a solid state drive, because while you can fully erase, if you gave that laptop to somebody and it has a normal spinning drive in it, which if you're not sure, you probably have. That's the less expensive option. If it has that...
I think it's the newer one.
On a spinning drive, you could fully erase it, but you can't fully erase a solid state drive. So my advice to everybody using solid state memory, whether it's a phone or a laptop or a tablet, is to use, if encryption's offered to you, and Apple does, this is built in part of Mac OS, use it. So you were right to turn it on. And don't listen to that nut job. How could a genius say that FireVault is a bad thing?
So it's not encrypt. So when does the encryption, it's if I ever give the computer away, is that what it is?
Yeah, if somebody steals your computer.
Yeah.
And takes the hard drive out. Now, you know that if they steal your computer, they can't get into it because you've got a password on it.
Right.
But if they take the hard drive out and put it in another computer, if it's not encrypted, they can look at what's on there.
Oh, I see. That's what it's for.
If it's encrypted, all it is gobbledygook. If you give the computer away sometime, all you have to do is, erase the operating system, and it'll be gobbledygook. They'll have to format the drive and reuse it. They can't get your data. It protects you against loss and theft.
Okay.
And you should do it. It's built in. It does not give you much of a performance hit. Maybe if you were using a 10-year-old computer. But no, not on a 4-year-old MacBook. Absolutely.
Okay. So, well, now I've been in the process of decrypting it. Should I wait till it finishes and then start it again?
Yeah. So encryption, you know, of course, there's a theoretical hit in performance because it's scrambling and unscrambling. But in this case, Apple, I'm almost positive in that MacBook, has hardware to do that, so it doesn't actually use CPU cycles to do it. It's very, very quick. It's transparent. It is so worth it. It's not going to make any more than a tenth of a percent difference, which you will never notice. So the guy is wrong. And do it. And so, yeah, wait till it finishes and then just turn it back on again.
And then turn it back on.
And you got a new battery, right?
Well, you know, so he said it needs a new battery.
Hold on a second. I'll go ahead and finish. I'll take a break after you finish the story.
Okay. So they were going to charge me $199 for a new battery. And then he looked it up. He said, you know, if you could wait till the battery comes in, which is like a week or two, we'll let you know when it comes in, and then there's no charge. And
I said,
well, then I'll just do that.
Is this an Apple store?
Yeah, it was the Apple store in Santa Monica.
We're going to charge you $200 unless we have it in stock. Then it's free.
No, like they had to wait till it comes in, and they'll let me know when it comes in. And then they let me know it comes in, I bring it in, and then they're not charging me. It's like if you could wait, as long as I didn't need it right then.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, why not?
Right.
That's a $200 difference. That's huge.
Yeah, and I'm glad I brought it in before it, you know, is completely dead.
Yeah, it's just not holding a charge as well as it used to.
Right, it would die at, like, it would shut down at, like, 50% occasionally.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so new battery. It's probably under warranty. That sounds like it's not operating properly. But anyway, this genius, did he smell funny?
No, he seemed fine. I just didn't know. And
this genius is the strangest genius I ever heard of. Which Apple store is this?
Santa Monica.
Of course. He's been riding that bird scooter around down to the beach and getting high or something. That's weird. I don't know what's going on there.
I figured I had Fire Vault on because I probably heard you tell me one time.
I'm sure. Turn on. It's file, by the way, not fire. File. Fire Vault's a different thing.
You're right. File.
Yeah. No, Fire Vault's good. Right. If you have a Windows machine that has BitLocker or a Mac machine that has Fire Vault, absolutely, especially on a solid state drive, absolutely turn it on. And by the way, when you bring it in to get the battery, make sure you understood him correctly and that it is free, because that's strange.
Yeah, no, I printed out the work authorization.
Oh, good. Yeah. Again, smart. Yeah, no, you got it. It's in writing. It says so right here.
It says price $199, and this is amount due $0.
Well, next time I need a battery, I'm going down to the 3rd Street Promenade, and I'm getting myself a MacBook battery for free. That's awesome.
Yeah,
good deal.
Exactly. And one more quick question. Can I just ask you? My 14-year-old son keeps plugging in his iPhone to charge it.
That's fine.
Like, all the time.
That's fine.
Is that bad for the battery?
Quite the opposite.
Oh, really?
What wears out batteries is constant discharging, recharging. So if you can keep it plugged in, keep it plugged in. And if it lost 25% and then it charges up 25%, that's 50% of a full charge. And that's what you're counting is about 500 full, zero to full to empty charges. So it's not bad for it. In fact, it's probably good for it. Generally speaking, you want to plug battery powered devices like your MacBook. If you can plug them in, keep them plugged in.
Okay, no, but this is his iPhone.
Yeah, I understand. But like any battery-powered, lithium-ion batteries, they're all the same.
Oh, got it. Oh, okay. Oh, then he's going to tell me I was wrong. Okay.
No, don't tell him you were wrong. Say you were right. You're always right. Your mom. You tell him to do whatever you told him to do. It doesn't make that much difference. The truth is, nowadays, these batteries are so well-designed that it doesn't make any. It literally, I guess my answer to you is it doesn't matter, is really the truth.
Okay, got it.
So he can do what he wants or he can do what you want. It's the same.
And it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
One less thing that I have to nag him about.
But what does matter is moms are always right.
Okay, got it.
So nice to talk to you. Take care, Laurie.
All righty.
And keep him off that bird scooter. He's too young.